This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. President Obama in New York City today, but two of his judicial appointments are looking dubious back on Capitol Hill. Michael Boggs, a current Georgia state judge nominated for a U.S. district. David Barron, also facing tough opposition from both parties. Joining us now, Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, welcome.
Hi, John.
For two very different reasons, these appointments are facing opposition. Let's start with Boggs.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Michael Boggs, you got to go back because the Boggs nomination, and most people haven't heard of him, is a really interesting study in how deals get made and undone in Washington. Michael Boggs is currently a judge in Georgia, and he's been nominated for a seat on a federal district court in northern Georgia, as you say. But this was all part of a deal between the president and Republican senators from Georgia to fill a whole bunch of vacant federal judge seats in that state. Hey, you guys give me a list of a couple people you want, here's four people I want, and we'll fill five seats, and that's the deal. Shake on it. Great. That's what happened. Then when Michael Boggs came up for consideration, a whole lot of problems among Democrats about Boggs' record back when he was a state senator in the early 2000s. There's a list of things on Boggs' record that have gotten a whole bunch of interest groups and a whole bunch of people in the Democrats' core constituency, John, upset about Michael Boggs. He voted for a bill to conserve elements of the Confederate flag in the Georgia state flag. He supported a state license plate that gave money to pro-life / anti-abortion groups. He supported, and this is very controversial with a lot of groups, supported a state constitutional ban on gay marriage in Georgia and called it commonsensical at the time. And this one a lot of people had a problem with also, supported a state law that would publish publicly the names of abortion providers. And all of these things, as you can imagine, rubbed a lot of liberal Democrats and people in Democrat land the very wrong way.
And so the Democratic core in the Senate is up in arms here, but yet Jay Carney, White House press secretary, is defending Boggs this week.
Well, the president would disagree with an assessment by anyone that reached the conclusion that Judge Boggs is not qualified for this post. The president believes he is, or he would not have nominated him. But the president, of course, believes that each senator should vote as he or she sees fit.
Now, is the interpretation there, let the chips fall where they lay?
That's exactly what it is. When the White House says to senators, vote as you see fit, that's interpreted on Capitol Hill as have your way. And having your way with Michael Boggs may mean that this nomination gets spiked. Now, he hasn't had a vote yet, but a lot of people on Capitol Hill, when they heard Jay Carney say that yesterday, interpreted it to say the White House was ready to not turn the screws and whip to get this guy on a bench. Now, a couple important things happened yesterday. The majority leader, Harry Reid, asked by some reporters whether he would support Boggs, say that unless he gets more information about him, he's not voting for him either because his record is, quote, not very good. Now, John, in the post-nuclear option age in the Senate, look, we all know that the Senate's not passing a lot of legislation these days. I'm not surprising you there. But they have been approving a lot of judges and administration nominees. They've been chugging along. And at this point, the Obama administration has just about as many nominees approved as the Bush administration did, largely because you can't filibuster them anymore. Remember the nuclear option?
Sure.
Yeah, well, you can't kill a judge with a filibuster anymore, but that doesn't mean you don't need the votes. You still need 51. And with Harry Reid now not voting for Boggs and more Democrats saying they're not comfortable, the fate of this nomination is very, very deeply in question.
And David Barron's nomination is facing a voting shortage at this point.
It may. The David Barron nomination is going to be very, very close. Now, David Barron, for very different reasons. David Barron advised the administration on drone policy, is known to have written legal advice and memos justifying U.S. targeting of American citizens overseas, people like Anwar al-Awlaki, who was killed on orders of the president by an American drone strike. A lot of senators are concerned about what he wrote in those memos. There are two memos that are currently being viewed by senators in a classified setting. They're filing through to read his writings. There's going to be a vote in the next couple of weeks, possibly next week, and that vote is going to be close. They need enough Democrats to stay on board to support Barron. A lot of Republicans are opposed to him for ideological reasons.
And more riding on that, he's nominated for a circuit judge appointment in the
That's
First
right.
Circuit. Todd Zwillig, thanks so much.
You bet.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.